The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
And good morning to you all. Ryan Tubridy with you. It's 9:05. It's Thursday morning. It's the 19th of March in the year 2020, and we're all still here. The text number 51551, and you can email ryan@rte.ie. Very good to have you with it. It is an absolutely glorious morning in Dublin, Ireland, meteorologically. Emotionally, that's for another day's work, but it's a stunner out there. So if you're in a position to, and you fancy a walk, a bit of social distancing, out you go, because there are no excuses. Get dressed, get up, get out, get busy, keep occupied, and we'll do it all, as you know, at this point, together. Introduced my city slicking children, well, they're young women now, but to the concept of, well, a lot of you will know this as a phenomenon, but they didn't. The dinner in the middle of the day. Do you remember that expression? You remember that's what they said Enda Kenny got elected by, people who like their dinner in the middle of the day. And I just had a roast chicken. Well, it wasn't roast when I bought it, but I had one and I put it on yesterday. Well, actually, I phoned the orders in, stick that in the oven at 1 o'clock. By 2:45, it was ready to go. And it was delicious. Bottom line is, and then, of course, you have a lighter meal later on, but I think we're all going to be, we need to watch our figures. Like, we're all going to be snacking and eating, and we kind of keep an eye on the exercise. And we might do that with our friend Carl Henry next week, just to give you top tips. We were talking to him the last couple of days, and he has plenty to say on it. And I know a lot of people are looking at YouTube and clips of people doing exercise, and that's a really good thing to do, because even if it's the weather doesn't suit you, you can still exercise in your living room or bathroom or your kitchen or wherever it might be. So just stay fit in as much as you can. I was fascinated. Do you remember the Planet of the Apes reboot? Now, here's the thing. When I say Planet of the Apes, there's a whole bunch of you who will say, no, I don't get it. I don't want it. I don't want it in my life. Didn't like the Charlton Heston originals. It got totally out of control when they were all saying prayers around the bomb, and I don't like it. But then they did a reboot, and some of you might have liked that more, and it was really good. But I was trying to get into what was the bit at the end where the virus in the film goes all over the world, and they had this graph with the thing going up because this pilot got on a plane with them. So I said, girls, I really want to watch this. And they said, yeah, go ahead. Sort of not really into it. And yet I put it on, and we all got sucked into it. And it was the rise of Planet of the Apes. You know, Andy Serkis, who played Gollum. It's 9 years old, that film, but my God, it not only has it aged well, but the special effects are stunning. California, Los Angeles, place I've never been, but I just know through the movie, the Golden Gate Bridge, and they're making their way across, bouncing on cars and heading into the forest, the Redwood Forest or whatever it's called. Honest to goodness, it's a terrific film. And then the virusy thing at the end. So I'm going back for more now, later on this afternoon. What are we into? The second one's Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. And even in Rise, James Franco's in it, John Lithgow's in it. And John Lithgow, of course, was on The Late Late with us at one point. And he's Lord Farquaad in Trek. Don't forget. We were talking about him last night, saying he seems to be in loads of stuff, but he's never quite the lead. He's one of those character actors that just doesn't quite get the love he deserves. Now, I'm trying to think of an actor's name. Can you help me? I watched a classic black and white the other day called The Fallen Idol. I just read a little thing about it in the paper. I know, I've got remembered it. Don't look it up. I know it. I'm so happy I didn't have to Google it. Ralph Richardson, kind of English actor. I know, I'm mad, but he was in a film I loved years ago, no one ever saw, called The Holly and the Ivy, about somebody who liked a sly drink and that became a problem. But anyway, The Fallen Idol, he's in this, and it's a guy, a little kid, who idolises the butler in the embassy that they live in London. And there's a total psychodrama going on, and the kid keeps seeing stuff through the balcony and through the side of the door. And it's one of those brilliant, terribly impressive English films. Everyone talks a little too fast, a little bit clipped. And I loved that. Why am I talking about Ralph Richardson? Character actor. Well, he was kind of leading man in some ways, but these are the things we're doing. Band of Brothers is going to get a run out from very beginning to very end. What a series. Damian Lewis as Captain Winters. Is that not what? That is a great thing to watch with your kids, because there's no horribleness in it. It's not evil or unpleasant. It's just a really good take on World War II and Normandy, and it'll really get them into it. And it's good and long. So if you can dig that up, that would be well worth looking into. I like this. Somebody sent out a message saying, I think probably the biggest shock about this whole thing is that the scientists have been right, and that the guy I went to school with who posts on Facebook has been wrong all along. Took this to make you think that, did it? It did. Well, you got there eventually. You got there. This is the most Irish Times story of them all. And it's pointed out to us by an Irish Times digital editor called Paddy Logue. He says, the world is about to end and we're all going to hell, I hear you say. But hang on. So story number five in the most read in the Irish Times is coronavirus. Story number four is coronavirus. Story number three in the most read is coronavirus. Story number two in the most read is coronavirus. And then the Irish Times, out Irish Timesing itself, the most read story is the chickpea stew that broke the internet in the US is here. Give it a go. Don't mind that virus. The chickpea stew is going on and we're going to get to the bottom of it and we're going to eat it. But I won't be having any of it. Now, Una Breen McMenamin sent a thing that was published by Clark's Funeral Directors in Ballyburgh. This is the Irish community spirit in action. It says, I don't post a lot on Facebook and especially not about funerals, but this evening myself and my brother witnessed something very special. And in the parish of Knockbride, it has struck a chord with me. As the hearse headed to the church, every neighbour, every man, every woman and child stood at the gates of their own individual houses the whole way, dotted down the road to the church in the rain. And it was giving the family the message, we're with you in spirit and we're thinking of you, if not in person, in the house or in the church, in this unique and extremely challenging time. A very, very interesting and probably a very Irish thing. Community spirit is alive and well. We can help our neighbours in every practical way possible. Health is the new wealth. Kindness is the new cool. Stay calm, stay positive, stay safe, and we'll beat this. It's a good message. People, respectfully, I've heard some mad stories. I was talking to some of my colleagues who work making our coffees in the morning sometimes behind the counter in the canteens here. And they were saying, one of them was saying, as she wandered towards a shelf and she wasn't thinking too straight, and a woman said, be careful, be careful. So what, you've crossed the yellow line. You're now in my yellow line space. That is interesting. So here's the other thing. And then I heard a story about another person who was in a particular shop, and she started giving out to the man behind the counter in the chemist over a certain shade of makeup that she couldn't get her hands on. And the chemist came around the counter and he said, I have to say to you, we have never been busier behind this counter, and we are writing prescriptions to beat the band. And for you to be giving out to me about a shade of makeup is not acceptable. I'm going to ask you to leave my shop. And to me, if that story is true, and I believe it is, he did the right thing, because we can't have tolerance for intolerance under these circumstances. So she can, as we like to say, beat it. 51551 is the text number this morning, and in they come. But there's more stories. Gary Lightbody is going to do a show tonight at 7 p.m. And he's going to go on Instagram, Snow Patrol Instagram. Lovely fella. I had him on the Late Late Show and he was just a delight. And he's going to do the most requested songs and do more shows to play for the rest. So what a nice thing to do. Snow Patrol Instagram tonight at 7. There's a free gig for you. And people are brilliant doing that. There's an exceptionally good, I'm glad I have the opportunity to say this today, an exceptionally good podcast by a guy called Finn Dwyer. It's called At Irish History. And he must have done about 30 podcasts on the Irish famine alone. And now is the time that you can sit back and listen to these, either on your own or with your family. If you want, if you feel that history is too far away from you, or if you feel, I don't get it, have a look at this guy's podcast. They are superb. And his take on what happened in Kenmare during the famine, the winners and losers during the famine. And it's not just the famine. It covers all Irish history and so well. I don't know Finn Dwyer, but I have to doff my cap to him because I've been listening to him for the last couple of years. And he's really excellent. But anyway, as it turns out, he sent out a message saying, I went to Dunn's earlier and he said, I casually said, how are you, in a general sense, to the cashier? Like, how are you? It was more of a hello, really. And she responded, I'm terrified. And it was only at that point, he writes, that I fully realised the sacrifice and risks retail workers are taking for us all. And, you know, it's a good point Finn Dwyer makes. By the way, his history thing is at Irish History, but go to your podcast places to get that because you won't be disappointed. But he makes a more profound point here about the staff behind the counter, because I went to Aspire to buy milk yesterday. It was about 5 past 7, just opened. And the woman, well, the young lady behind the counter, and I was, as I was waiting just to give her, well, actually to tap the card, obviously I wasn't going to deal with cash if I can help it. I was reading the sign saying we need to be 6 feet apart. And I said to her, we're not really 6 feet apart here, are we? She said, no. I said, for your own sake, you're going to have a word with your boss about that, because the bosses have a responsibility as well to ensure that that happens. I think a lot of places are doing it really well. Even where I go for a walk on the pier, the ice cream place, Teddy's Ice Cream, have a cabin there, and they have yellow lines now on the pier in front saying, don't come back. So we're getting there. And that's the other thing about tolerance and patience. We're all transitioning into this new world order. So we need to watch the pace of it and don't be given out to somebody if they're not, you know, they're distracted. This business, by the way, of opening the shops for old people in the morning, older people, what a respectful thing to do, and it's a great thing to do. There's lots of good stuff going on. Here's another person called Jennifer. She said, I keep seeing these posts about children wanting to eat all day while they're at home. And she posts a picture of her solution. Each child has their own coloured basket, little tiny basket. And in the morning, I put all their snacks in it for the day. That's it. You're going to have a bar of that and a packet of that and a slice of that and a sandwich or whatever it is. And when those snacks are gone, they don't get any more. And it makes them stop and think, do I really need a snack? I also put their keep cup or whatever it might be for the day in there, because I'm not washing 50 cups a day. That's really good thinking. I like your style. Feeling guilty about your kids watching too much TV? Just mute the television, put the subtitles on, boom, now they're reading. That's good. I like about it, whoever sent that one. That's really fun. The Irish Education Rights Alliance retweeted that. That's really good. Mute the television, put the subtitles on, they're reading. What's they're reading? It doesn't matter what they're reading. Read something, which is great. There's another interesting point. Can you watch a TV show, whatever you're watching, and when they start shaking hands or hugging, you're going, they're too close. Oh, no, it's okay. It's changed everything in a week. You can't look at an old anything. They go, I can't believe they're shaking hands. It's like changed. Everything has changed utterly. Let's also spare a thought and give our respect to our wonderful naval services, who are going to start being called into action. The LEWB Yates is berthed in Galway, where it will potentially be used as a testing facility for the COVID-19 virus. The ship is one of three naval service vessels requested for use by the HSC. I mean, I was watching it on CNN last night. They've got ships coming into New York to dock as safe places. But who needs CNN when you can see it on RTE? Because it's happening up the road and down the road. Plans are underway to roll out 34 testing facilities across the state. So well done to Lieutenant Commander Martin Tarrant and his crew, who are all over this, as are the crew of the Samuel Beckett. The LE Samuel Beckett has been deployed to Dublin. Another one is on standby in the naval base for location in Cork. So this is all good news. I'm quoting all of our brilliant Irish papers and journals who are keeping the place alive in terms of reporting. And I should say also local papers around the place are doing that. Be sure to support them if you can, if you buy a local paper, or go online to them and support them and keep their heads above water. It's expected. Yeah, so that's all good news about the boat. So well done to them. And that's important. Free meals for elderly people in Walkinstown. Well done to Green Kitchen Club at Green Kitchen Dub. Sorry. That's if you know somebody in Walkinstown area who can benefit from this, please let them know. And they have details there. The Green Kitchen, you'll find them online. Meanwhile, let me look at your text to see how you're all doing today. Please say hello to friends of ours, Peter McKay and Sheila O'Reilly from Ballyferriter in West Kerry, who were on the trip of a lifetime, are now stuck in an airport hotel in Lima in Peru. Borders and airports were closed before the scramble to get out, and they just couldn't get a flight. They, along with a quiet few other Irish citizens, are now stuck there, wishing them a speedy return from Roisin and Sean Knox. God help them. And safe home. Note to Dublin holiday home owners, I'm sending you this message from the beautiful West Coast. Normally, we're thrilled to see it as busy as possible, but this isn't normal. So right now, it's like the height of summer season, with the number of families who've travelled to their holiday homes in the West and more arriving every day. This was one of the identified major causes of spread in Italy. Please could you remind people how irresponsible this is? It's a fair point, I think, and it's something we might put to our experts tomorrow on the Late Late Show for sure. Could you please ask your colleagues in RTE to refer to people over the age of 60 as older people and not elderly? Okay, I will be 69 at the end of March and never consider myself elderly. In fact, I have an aunt who will be 80 in April and she is certainly not elderly. Kind regards, stay safe, Slán, Patricia. That's okay. I find most people I meet in their 80s now are simply not what 80 used to be. We'll try and get the language right, but I think more importantly, let's stay alive. Sinead in Dublin says, we always had our dinner in the middle of the day. You did, like I did yesterday. We used to race home from school at 12:30, gobble the dinner down and be gone by the end of Harbour Hotel. Hey, if eating was an Olympic sport, I was a gold medal winner. When I was in Irish College back in 1886 in Carrarua, in Ciarán Beag was the name of the little road we used to walk up. And I still to this day have a Proustian joy at the thought of the dinner in the middle of the day. You had the hunger from the sea air. You had the thirst for the cup of tea from the walk up the road. At the very end of the night, the Bannon tea would give us, she'd have about four sliced pans, the freshest bread I ever remember, with simple slabs of butter and heaps of raspberry jam. And that was a banquet. I have never wanted for much more ever since then. So it was her fault. I went back there about a year ago to see did she still exist. And there she was, I tend in the garden. I said, you won't remember me, but I remember you. I said, I stayed here. She said, God, come in. So we came in and had the chats and a lovely woman and a lovely memory, lovely family, I should say. Just thought I'd let you know I'm still in the lab by listening to the show. Why would I feel good about you lying in your bed listening to this? Why, what part of you thinks that I care about you in your golden slumber? Just maybe bringing a nice cup of hot coffee back up to bed and taking the book out or just lounging there thinking. Actually, one of my sisters sent a lovely message today saying, have you noticed how, if you're out and about, the lack of noise pollution from airplanes? The airplanes have gone, the skies have gone quieter. It's birdsong. Did you see Tony Connolly's report from Venice last night? He pointed the camera at the water, at the canals. And what did they see for the first time in a long time? Fish. The world is coming alive again. Nature is having its moment again. Something beautiful amid the ugliness. Very beautiful. Good morning from sunny Dublin, says Katrina in Temple Oak. My parents are in Mulrani in Mayo and are isolating themselves. I suggested not listening to news all day to keep their sanity. My mum said, Lena. And my mum, Lena, said, really, Lena? So she didn't say Lena because you're not. You got the Katrina. I listen to Ryan. I find him very uplifting. Keep lifting us all up. Mila Buikas. Well, I just because I refuse to be terrified by this. I'm going to try to be energised by the goodness rather than terrified by the horror. And if you kind of lean on that, it's quite gratifying because you could worry yourself into a frenzy. And I don't really want to do that. OMG, says Tech. I've been in Dublin 20 years. I still eat my dinner in the middle of the day. Best thing ever. You can take the girl out of Galway. Well, don't forget, my dad was a Galway man. So I consider myself half Galway. So half dinner in the middle of the day. Uthrard, you know. Not Uthrard, I should say Oranmore. I nearly forgot where he was from. Good. And that then, Ralph Richardson, great as the ultimate being in the Time Bandits. Good Lord, I haven't seen that since I was 10. Or no, 12. Dead, that's no excuse for lying around and not tidying up. It's a great line. Keeping my three kids fit with free Facebook videos with Dinny Collins Fitness. We're having great crack every morning, 10 a.m. in the kitchen. Keep it lit, says Edel and the kids. Oh my God, Ryan, thank you so much for telling us about cooking with Trevo on Facebook. You're welcome, the Sheehan family. We did his chicken curry last night with all the kids and the husband and it was hilarious and so tasty. It's the first time we all cooked as a family ever. Thank you, Trevo. Isn't that great? God, all those good news. On old films, my husband and I, we're among the elderly, have been enjoying the Sony classic films on Freeview. So good. Some great films. Perfect for watching at times like these. That's it, Margaret. Films that you think, I must watch that. I've never seen that. I might watch that. Coming up in the next little while, I'm going to be interviewing Harlan Coben, who has sold, I think, about 70 million books around the world. His new book is what's been keeping me beautifully distracted. Good page-turning thrillers, which is exactly where we need to be. So I've never interviewed Harlan Coben before, and that's happening shortly. I'm going to bring that to you because there's only so much Corvid and Corona we can take, would you think? So let's bring you that in a few minutes' time. Quick one then from a text. Good morning. Could you please say a big shout-out to Lorraine Barry and Aaron Holton of Clifton on what should have been their wedding day? Oh, what a glorious day would have been. Driving along the Sky Road, through the town, fresh, creamy pint. Oh, don't start me. They took the very big decision to postpone in the interest of everyone's health and safety, wishing them love and best wishes from family and friends. Their special day will come in better times. Stay safe and be kind. Thank you to whoever left the child at Prague out. It's a glorious morning here in Connemara. To people who are concerned about their business going down the toilet, and to people who are worried about not having the amount of money they had before, and to people who are worried about an exam that may or may not take place, and to people who are wondering, will they ever be able to get married to the person of their dreams? Know this, and I think it's important to say, that this is a horrible situation. And it is like a war, but wars end. And this will end, and there will be good times ahead. The clouds are there, metaphorically, but the sun comes out. I say this to children sometimes, if they're worried, but I'll say it to us all and to myself. The sun will come out. We will look back once at these times and say, do you remember? Do you remember how bad it got? We will. And then the present will be the past. And that will happen. So hold tight and we'll get there. And now we must dance. In our kitchens, in our cars, in our pyjamas, in our beds, in our bathrooms. Doesn't matter a damn, because this is Stevie Wonder. Do you remember we went to see Stevie Wonder at the tour end with some of the lads from the program, and they spent the whole concert looking at me and my reaction rather than the poor man, the legend himself. It's too silly. A wonderful response from that pharmacist, says a text. They are the up forefront healthcare workers we are all feeling for right now. Makeup. Makeup? Unbelievable. I can't get through to my sister, says a text. She's allowing her young daughter out with her friends on the streets into the shop. She's a crazy woman, said the text. Not I, said the fly. The teenagers and the younger teenagers, I can totally understand why they don't get it and they can't get it and they don't understand. And even maybe into their 20s, they're just going, but I'm only talking to that person and I'm only doing that. We as parents have to try, and I mean all of us, to discourage too much of that, if any of it. Smaller numbers the better, if any at all. Social distancing, if they're going for a walk. Everybody, please, we have to, because even though they think they're going to live forever, and I understand that, all they have to do is contract it and then cough in the direction, it's over there, or touch someone over there, and before you know it, an older person or anyone else is going to be terribly unwell. So please think long and hard. Shout out to all the staff working the homeless hostels. Happy to do that. And to everyone who's working hard on all of this. My cousin, by the way, we'll come back to that in a second, but bookshops. Listening in the kitchen, says Tony and Glasnevin, and looking at two beautiful goldfinches at the bird feeder. Life goes on in the rest of the animal world. You're so right. It's a beautiful thing. My cousin runs a butcher and they're implementing social distancing and only allow a small number into the shop. And they also ask everyone to sanitize their hands, but a few have refused and they're asked to leave. Good. And they should be without their food. We all have to play ball, otherwise you're out. Alrighty, let's take a break and then we'll bring you Harlan Coben.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
Right, let's get some of these in. The great thing for you all in all of this, the great thing for me, for you in all of this, is that now the kids see why I listen to you in the morning in the wonderful words of my 17-year-old daughter. He's alright, isn't he? Well, that, my friend, should make you feel like a king. Oh, I feel like a king now that I know that your 17-year-old daughter thinks I'm, yeah, all right. 51551, our 6-year-old little boy, is one of probably many people celebrating his birthday behind closed doors today. Can you say hello to Sam Whelan from Clontarf? I didn't know Sam Whelan was 6 today. Good Lord. Get the crowd in. Happy birthday, Sam. Good news. 6 today, a massive, from Mammy and Daddy and Sister Olivia. Great. Have cake. We're a little sad this morning, says Dervil and Offaly, and our brother and his family move home today from Dubai after 11 years. Was in London since going to college there at 18, so it's a big move and we can't go to the airport to welcome them home, but fully understand why. But would you say hello to the Heffernans and welcome home? Our brother, of course, and the family, thanks. And now that we're off school, Dervil, yeah, of course. But you know something, as I said a little earlier on, be sure to remember this all the time. If ever you're having that existential moment of what's happening, which is normal, by the way, know that it will end. Always have that in the back of your mind, that there will be brighter days ahead, I promise you. And you'll look back and you'll be telling your children and your children's children, do you remember? Remember that time? Somebody's saying a movie. I love old black and white movie suggestions. 1947, Captain Courageous with Spencer Tracy. Thank you, Morris. I'll watch that. I actually wrote it down. Great message about life and privilege and faith and hope and love. Just what we need.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Sky Broadband. Unlimited broadband so you can like more, share more and stream more.
Siobhan says thank you for the shout out for the local papers today. This morning, for the first time ever, the Southern Star has been produced entirely remotely by its dedicated journalists and production staff. Get it in supermarkets, online or delivered to your door. Yeah, keep the flag flying for the locals. We could be here for another 2 hours, to be honest with you, maybe three or four, such as the level of commentary and thoughts and other stories coming in. But you know what? Keep them coming by email throughout the day, ryan@rte.ie and into the night, and we'll get to them. I'm just going to read a comment that I saw from Kelly's Treehouse. It says, going outdoors is not cancelled. Listening to music is not cancelled. Quality time with our families is not cancelled. Reading a book is not cancelled. Sharing with friends is not cancelled. Singing out loud is not cancelled. Laughing has not been cancelled. Sharing hope with others has not been cancelled. Let us embrace what we have. Mind yourselves. See you next time.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.